El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills and Beyond. First, the neighborhood read. Granite Hills is our favorite pocket in El Cajon, and the data backs that up. Neighborhood Scout reports a crime rate below both the U.S. and California averages, which is genuinely good for an urban adjacent area. The vibe is semi-rural and spacious. Hillside streets, mid-century homes, solid parking, and a quiet suburban feel. Residents consistently praise the calm streets, garage access, and freeway proximity. The gripes are honest, too. It's car dependent, HOA fees pop up in some communities, and rental inventory is tight. Who lives here? Families, working professionals, and some retirees. Fletcher Hills is more established and central. Rancho San Diego is newer and more master planned. All three run safer and quieter than El Cajon's citywide average. Now the rentals, and we're leading with houses because that's the goal. On North 1st Street, there's a two-bedroom, two-bath, single-family home at $2,500/month, right at what Realtor.com calls the two-bedroom median of $2,450 and just above Zillow's typical rent of $2,277. Verify garage and in-unit laundry when you call. On Old Highway 80, a two-bed, two-bath, at approximately 1,280 square feet, is listed at $3,200/month. More space, worth asking about the garage. On Dehesa Road, a two-bed, two-bath at roughly 1,371 square feet runs $3,400/month, the roomiest option on the list. There's also a two-bed, two-bath townhouse on South Mollison Avenue at $2,500/month. If a house or ADU doesn't work out, check Rancho de la Luna on Van Houten Avenue, 4.4 stars, 30 reviews, and Alta Apartments on Jamacha Road, 4.6 stars, 77 reviews, both well-rated fallbacks for El Cajon. Tap the link to see current photos and availability. These move fast.